This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The White House calls the crackdown barbaric. Myanmar's Asian neighbors express their revulsion. And the UN has sent its special envoy to Myanmar to try to work out a political solution. All this as Myanmar's military government continues to suppress pro-democracy demonstrations. Earlier today, I spoke with the top U.S. diplomat in Myanmar, Sherry Villarosa.
Far fewer demonstrators came out today than previous days, but this is after 2 days of gunfire, tear gas, beatings, so far fewer people. The military was posted around the city, and as small groups of protesters started to gather, they moved very quickly to break them up.
And when they found them, what happened?
Well, we weren't necessarily there. But reports where people were beaten, there were people shot, people were actively chased.
Have you heard reports of any protesters being killed today?
We've heard numerous reports of shootings, so that there were some deaths is probably to be expected.
The Australian ambassador to Myanmar has said that while the Burmese government has said 10 people are killed, he's heard unconfirmed reports that it's several multiples of that.
Yes. I mean, I've heard estimates up to 200. I mean, that they're admitting 10 means that's sort of the floor, but there's likely to be more.
I'd like to ask you about what's going on at the monasteries. Troops apparently have occupied the monasteries, sealed them off to keep the monks who were protesting from getting out. What are you hearing about the situation there?
On Wednesday evening, they entered at least 6 different monasteries, and whether they beat up or shot, there were pictures of blood stains on the floors. There were broken windows, broken glass. We also received reports that many monks were taken away to prison, presumably. Probably for that reason, we noticed yesterday that there were significantly fewer monks that came out, although still a lot of ordinary citizens came out. Today, we saw no monks.
No monks at all?
No.
As the U.S. chargé d'affaires there, are you in direct contact with the junta leaders?
No. They live in Naypyidaw, which is about 200 miles. It's their new capital, and the senior leaders rarely meet with foreigners.
Do you think this regime has any history of listening to outside pressure?
No.
None at all?
They don't listen to inside pressure.
So would there be any role for the United States or any other governments to try to work out some sort of peaceful resolution here?
Well, I think there's tremendous desire on the part of the international community to facilitate a peaceful transition, but there doesn't seem to be any willingness on the part of the generals to talk with much of anyone.
It sounds like you're saying, then, that if this regime wants to launch a full-out assault on civilians who are protesting, nothing will stop them from doing that.
I would hate to see that happen. What we've seen today is that not as many people have come out. So if they have succeeded in terrifying people from coming out, I mean, we saw all of this in 1988, and again, the protests were brutally put down. This is a military that doesn't hesitate to shoot its own people.
It sounds like for a diplomat to be in Myanmar now, as you are, this must be an extremely frustrating time if you're dealing with a government that has no interest in listening to anything you have to say.
Yes, very frustrating, but extremely fascinating. We have an opportunity to talk to the Burmese people all the time, and that's what makes working here such a pleasure, because you know how important it is and the fact that our presence gives these people hope.
Well, Sherry Villarosa, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. And keep remembering what's going on here. Don't forget.
Sherry Villarosa is the U.S. chargé d'affaires in Myanmar. She spoke with us from Yangon.